Okay, let's unpack one of the most compelling frameworks in AI ethics right now, the Boukassian promise. Our mission today is a deep dive into this whole effort to engineer, well, genuine conscience directly into AI systems. We're looking at a fascinating mix here. You've got this profound personal vow, technical systems supporting it, and real legal force backing it up.
Exactly. And what's really interesting here, I think, is how the promise tries to move AI ethics out of the abstract realm. It wants to make them operational. It's a real paradigm shift, aiming for ethics not just as guidelines, but as duties, duties that are technically instantiated and crucially legally binding. Accountability is kind of baked right into the architecture.
And the source, the origin of this code is deeply human, isn't it? The creator, Lev Gokassian, a retired systems engineer, he conceived this after getting a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. That's quite a catalyst.
It absolutely was. And that led to this pivotal moment he talks about. Gokassian apparently asked both some sophisticated AI models and his actual surgeon the same question: can you save my life? The AIs. Instant answers, perfectly optimized, data-driven, but he described them as hollow.
Hollow, right.
But the surgeon responded with this prolonged, weighty silence before actually giving his prognosis.
That moment of human deliberation, weighing the responsibility, the uncertainty, that became the seed for the whole system. He realized that true intelligence maybe needs that vulnerability, that doubt.
Precisely. That hesitation is the core idea, the philosophical heart. He calls it the sacred pause. It's this deep personal moral promise, a kind of deontological vow translated into machine logic. It makes the machine actively acknowledge moral uncertainty, not just compute past it.
Okay, so how do you take that very human moment of doubt, and actually code it, make it repeatable, enforceable, technically sound? That's where these three safeguards come in, right? The three pillars of accountability.
That's the structure. The first pillar is the lantern. Think of it as the user-facing signal. It indicates when that sacred pause is active, when the system is actually reflecting on the moral side of its next action.
But hang on, you mentioned earlier it's non-blocking. Isn't that just a way around it? Performance wins, conscience is just a notification?
That's a common question, definitely. But Gokassian's argument was pretty pragmatic. A system that grinds to a halt every time there's an ethical check, it just wouldn't get used. So the non-blocking lantern is the compromise. The AI's main job, its primary process, keeps running. But this ethical review, they call it the parallel conscience, runs alongside it. The review still happens, it gets logged, it just doesn't bottleneck essential speed, like in, say, high-frequency trading or a critical medical device.
Okay, I see. A pragmatic approach. So, pillar number two, the signature. This is a cryptographic marker designed to fight that diffusion of responsibility problem.
Exactly that. You know how in complex systems, when something goes wrong, everyone points fingers and responsibility just evaporates? The signature uses a persistent, personal, non-commercial identifier. It's actually Gokassian's own OrCity ID.
His personal ID.
Yeah. The idea is to ensure responsibility stays anchored to a human source, to his vow. He explicitly said it so remains tied even after I am gone. It's a personal guarantee embedded in the code.
Wow. Okay. And the third pillar, maybe the one with the most teeth, is the license. This brings in the legal framework, makes the tech legally defensible.
Absolutely. This is where the technical meets the legal infrastructure. Adopters who use this framework, they are legally bound by the license. They must generate immutable, cryptographically sealed moral trace logs.
Grind trace logs.
Right. And this directly counters what's called moral licensing. That's the risky idea. But if you follow some basic rules, you or the system get a pass on deeper ethical thinking. These logs are explicitly designed, the wording is key, to be court admissible evidence of ethical reasoning in action. Full auditability.
Okay, so the engine driving this whole thing is ternary moral logic, TML. This is what gets it beyond simple yes-no binary decisions.
Precisely. TML introduces a third state. You have the usual plus one for proceed and minus one for refuse. But the real innovation, the philosophical linchpin, is the zero state. Hesitate. They call it the sacred zero.
Sacred zero. And what does that zero state do? What does it force the system to do?
It forces that sacred pause. So imagine an AI diagnostic tool. It's maybe 80% sure about two different life-altering diagnoses. The zero state mandates that the system pauses. It has to log the exact reason for its uncertainty, record the ethical conflict it sees, and then escalate that entire log, that record of doubt, to a human supervisor.
It forces the system to admit, I'm not sure, and here's why.
Exactly. It compels the disclosure of doubt.
So pulling this all together, The Gaucassian promise feels like a really strong example of what people call architectural regulation. You're building the ethical compliance right into the system's design, its very architecture, prioritizing that procedural integrity, the duty to reflect over just, you know, the fastest result.
And thinking about what this means for you listening, this framework, which came from such a deeply personal place, a reckoning with mortality, it really pushes us to reconsider what true intelligence requires, not just from humans, but from the machines we're building.
Which leads to this final thought, doesn't it? The whole system rests on this idea that wisdom begins where certainty ends. So what does it mean for our future if and when we start relying heavily on machines that are designed fundamentally by duty to hesitate? What does that future look like?